like to have been thinking about this verse, Tony, too. I believe that I see in verse 27 that which is public and that which is private. I believe I see what others witness and what they look at. Taking care of the orphans is the example. The widow in her affliction. But I think the other thing involves the exercise of one's own heart that no one else knows about. No one else is aware of my thoughts before the Lord and of my desire to please Him. To keep one's self spotted, unspotted, from the world through which we're passing. It doesn't mean to tell me to keep John straight. In one sense, I am my brother's keeper. We need always to remember that. And I've been thinking of this in relation to the tongue. What do I do when I hear or see something put in writing or something said by the young people in the fellowship? Do I have enough spiritual backbone when someone has said something that is wrong in grace to approach them? I should. We are our brother's keeper. And if there's that which is dishonoring to Christ, and it's a believer, and we know they're a believer, we have a great responsibility to pray, and with the Lord's help, to try to be a help to such a person. It may be that no one else has gone to them. Nobody else has said anything to them. And we might just be the vessel that the Lord would use, not only in the controlling of what I say myself, but to help wash someone else's feet that has become defiled by the world through which we're passing. We're going to have a lot more on the tongue tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow morning after the breaking of bread. But these are tremendous things that we come to here. And it was Percy that used to speak to us, Uncle Percy, Percy Pickering, of Daniel being a man that had backbone. Do you remember that, John? You may not. You may not be that old. I don't know. But he used to always talk about that. That's why the lions didn't want to eat him. He had too much of a backbone, you see. But I think there's a good lesson for us on the positive side and our response to try to help fellow believers. Well, should we move into two? I mean, how much time do we have left?
None.
10 minutes or are we done? Okay. Went quick.